It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The opening ceremony of the Summer Olympics is underway in Beijing. Thousands of athletes from more than 200 countries are now marching into the big new stadium known as the Bird's Nest. Once that long procession ends, China's president, Hu Jintao, will officially declare the games open. NPR's Howard Berkus is in Beijing, and he joins us now live. And Howard, China has looked to these Olympics as kind of a coming out party, reintroducing China to the world. What image is China projecting in the opening ceremony so far?
So far, China's been focusing on celebrating its culture and its history, beginning with the four great Chinese inventions, gunpowder, which has been represented by fireworks displays tonight that have been very dramatic, papermaking, printing, the compass, the other inventions. Thousands of people are involved in this, putting on this opening ceremony, and there are about 90,000 watching in the stadium. And it is difficult to describe what they're watching. Think of Hollywood's most amazing special effects applied to 5,000 years of Chinese history and the emergence of a carefully crafted, benign image of China. In fact, one point in the ceremony tonight, a massive globe emerged from the stadium while singers intoned about the world meeting in Beijing.
A reference, one presumes, of course, to the athletes of the world who are marching in the stadium, even as you and I are speaking. Each nation has a flag bearer leading its athletes. Who are some of the notable flag bearers tonight? Tonight, that is,
well,
in China.
In China, right. It is night here. And that would include Lopez Lamong, who's the flag bearer for the 600 athletes of the USA team. He's a lost boy of Sudan who found refuge in the United States and will run in the 1,500-meter track event. There's NBA basketball superstar Yao Ming carrying the Chinese flag. We expect the stadium to roar when he and the home country athletes circle the track. And in a departure from the practice from the last two Olympics, North and South Korea will not march in together tonight under a neutral unification flag. Even the Olympics couldn't help the two Koreas overcome worsening tensions in the recent months.
And the Beijing Games have been shadowed by politics ever since the city was named Olympic host 7 years ago. Are there any signs of politics or protest in and around the stadium as you're seeing there?
Not inside the stadium so far. And the program tonight steers clear of anything that might be considered controversial. There's no mention of Mao Zedong, for example, or of any of the turbulent periods in recent Chinese history. There is one pro-Tibet group claiming that three American activists were detained by police tonight on their way to the Bird's Nest to protest. They had Tibetan flags on them. In India and Nepal tonight, far away from here, the opening ceremony prompted thousands of Tibetans to protest what they refer to as the Blood Olympics. 1,300 Tibetan refugees were reportedly detained in Kathmandu after they tried to storm the Chinese consulate there. What we're waiting to see here is whether any athletes demonstrate in any way with ribbons or signs as they march into the stadium, mentioning Tibet or Darfur or human rights. We've seen none of that so far.
Howard, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Howard Berkus is speaking from Beijing, where the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games is underway.